test.
Hello, hello. Is this thing on? Why do I feel like I'm on one side more than the other? I guess I have to just speak in the middle. I don't know if this is the right audio temperature. Let's see. Is it the right one? I think it's okay, actually. And Matt Weinstein here. I'm still not crazy about this wind sock. I think I just have to avoid speaking with wind into the microphone. That goes pop. There's still a pop. I don't like the pop. I gotta get rid of the pop. I should just connect the lavalier. It's better. But whatever. Hello, hello, hello. Whose vagina itches more than mine? Mine, perhaps? Whose scrotum smells? Yours, perhaps? Back to the matter at hand, my yeast-infected vagina. Let's just talk about it, shall we? Well, the lips are parted. There is much yeast within it, also on the lips. I would say cheesy more than milky. Say stinky as much as sour. Whose vagina, you ask? Smells worse than mine? Well, perhaps it's mine. My vagina. That itches more than mine. Anyway, back to the matter at hand, my vagina. We went out for a national record store day today, and they had a 14-year-old DJ. He was amazing, but by the time I got my Facebook recorder out, shit was done. It was over. I thought I played the whole thing. Fuck me. Back later. I found the other album. I mean, next track. I don't know, it's really hard. iTunes is hard. Or music, whatever it's called. The music app. Apps is so great. Apps. Glad they call them apps now. Kind of confused with Bennigan's and, you know. Gentle. Anyway, as you can see, I mean, here, I don't have much to say. I don't know. I find that as my vagina gets older... What? What? What did you just say, Gail? I find that as my vagina gets older, the yeast gets more crusty. I have a friend, Christy Roseth, and we used to call her Christy Coupon because she clipped a lot of coupons. The end. Her stepfather introduced himself to me by dipping his hand in a big can of wallpaper paste and proceeded to shake my hand, full of goop, drunk. He thought it was hilarious. Christy didn't. Neither did her mother. I kind of did, though. Gato. Hi, are you into rafe torture? What's rafe torture, darling? I mean, person, I don't know. Rafe torture is penis girdle rafe torture. But you have to Google it first. All right, dear heart. Stick it in. Do you like my irresistible beats, dear heart? Yeah, you do. You sure do. Scartricia. Yeah, you do. You know you want to eat this fish dump. You know you want to get it out of maid. Yeah. And I've grown fat over the winter. Waiting for this fat to go away for Blomquist season. You know about Blomquist season, don't you? Oh, yes. It's when Esther Blomquist pulls out her social register and calls up the 400 people she likes most in the world and tells them to eat her pussy out. So she gets eaten out quite a bit in Blomquist season. She sure do. Just ask Putt. Putt knows. No, not Goody Putnam. Putt. As in the witness to the Toys R Us spirit. Ghost, rather. The Toys R Us ghost. Sylvia Brown. Google it. Putt was a witness. Lillian Putt. I want to say Johnson. Jackson? Putt saw the ghost. Putt saw the toys fly off the steward shelves. It was Putt who bore witness to Sylvia Brown's conjuring. Before the amazing Randy took a big old dump on her face. I'm referring to Sylvia, not Putt. Putt came out of it pretty much unscathed. Her social circles didn't abandon her because, well, they were more like, I don't know, Gadel. I'm at a loss for words. Gadel. You're listening to Yeast Radio. Whose vagina itches more than mine? Perhaps it's mine. My own. Could be yours if you have one, but if you don't, you can. La Puchesta. Okay, look. My vagina itches. That's whose vagina itches more than mine. Mine. Mine does. My vagina itches more than mine. And could be your own as well. Piece of duty. What? What was that noise? If you ever want to, like, not have to ever be cold in your life, get radiator heat. Also, if you're fat, it sucks. I.e. me. Skirtricia. So the thing about Julian Assange is, even if he's the worst person in the world, which some people would claim him to be, but if he's a journalist and he's being persecuted and not treated like a journalist, then even if he's an asshole, you're still doing a lot to permanently destroy the profession of journalism. And I'm saying that even if he's anti-Semitic, even if he's a horrible person, is he a journalist? And if he is, he deserves all the protections of a journalist. And he has won journalism awards, so I don't know. Just saying that I'm not like, I don't have an opinion in cement here, but that's where I am right now. Good. Skirtricia. Kind of reminds me of the Alex Jones thing in a way, like, you know, a horrible person, but you have to separate the emotion, really that's what it comes down to, is emotion. You have to separate that from the reality of the situation, which is that how you act as a person with a vote in the democracy of censorship, which is what this is, it's social censorship. Your vote matters, and your vote against Alex Jones is a vote in favor of something that will affect people for a really long time. And same thing with Assange. You have to take the emotion out of it and look at the precedent it's setting. It's really fucking important, and if you can't do that, then you're probably too emotional right now. You need to sit yourself down. We'll go back to the matter at hand. My vagina hurts and stinks. Oh, now here's another track. I love this. I found this in Gramophone today, where we went to two record stores for the glamorous record store D. Speaking of record store D's, I had two D's on record store G. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. The first one was, I would say, smaller than I usually get in the morning, because usually in the morning I get a pretty big one, like a big, like if it was a penis fucking you, you'd be like, this is my lucky day. I mean, if the size, not if it was an actual turd fucking you. Anyway, so, but this morning it was just kind of a shredded wheat duty, like, it felt like it was going to be big coming out, but it really wasn't big after it was out. So, well, maybe I was a little tight, I don't know. But anyway, then we went to the Ann's Other, and I had one of those humongous 1,500-calorie sweet rolls made out of bacon fat, followed by a salmon dill omelet, hash browns, and your mother would stink here in B.C. Where was we? the salmon dill omelet was amazing. And at Ann Sandler and the Sweet World. But I was so bloated that I shit it all out when I got home, ladies. I took a huge jumper. I just shot the thing. So then I had a big duty, but it looked like weird. It looked, oh, because I had corn yesterday. That's why I had Peruvian corn in one cayena sauce. That's what those things were. Because it looked like, have you ever seen Peruvian corn? It's huge. It's like big pieces of corn, the size of teeth. So it, my duty looked like it had teeth. Like it looked like it had duty dentata. You know what I'm saying? I hope I remember to call the grum duty dentata. Let me make a note. Make a note to call the grum duty dentata.
Okay, I created a note.
It says, call the grum duty didn't. What? Can you repeat that? Call the grum duty didn't, she said. I don't even remember now. What did I say to call it? Duty dentata. Yes, that's it. Thank you, audience, for reminding me, even though you're not human right now. You're just transistors at the moment, and silicone. Do you ever think, like, what if all this technology literally doesn't exist? Like, the whole idea of electricity is just a mental construct, and the only reason it works is because we believe in it. And so, what if somehow, all of a sudden, nobody believed in electricity anymore? It wouldn't exist. Right? Because everything would be, like, unplugged. Oh, never mind. No, but what I'm saying is, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Never mind. Chill on these grooving hot beats. You know you want to fuck this pussy, but you can't, because it's got duty dentata growing out of it, and it's an anus. Anyway, so my duty had teeth. It had Peruvian corn sticking out of it that made it look like it was like a piece of duty with teeth. And I just have never... It kind of looked like a comb, or maybe brass knuckles with, like, 20 knuckles. It was cool. It was cool. I recommend Peruvian corn. If you go to, like, the South American grocery store, usually some type of store where they have the Latina foods, you can go get you some Peruvian corn in the frozen section. And then you just burl it like you do. And then you can actually get the kern in like hard, like in a plastic, like rice. But it's better the frozen. It's kind of like it wasn't ever tried. It's just they froze it, I guess. With my vaginal juices. Do you like my vagina? Wear it out, wear it out, wear it out. Scratom. Scratom. Scrotum. La Mujer con Scrotum by Oscar Wilde. And Your Mother with Stink Hair and PC. You know how I like them, Babs. You know how I like them. Oh, yes, Mama, I like you. I know how you like them. Hard and fast, Mama. Hard and fast. Here, Trudis Gutenstank. Pudgy's here watching me. We have to, like, close his, what do you call it, kennel for many hours during the day because he's old, so he likes to stay there too much, you know. And if we let him stay in there all the time as much as he wants to, he would never get exercise, you know. So, I mean, aside from walking, but, you know, you can't just get exercise. You have to. So we force him to kind of socialize. So right now he's standing by the gigantic steam heater. Looking at me like I'm crazy. My vagina itches. Oh, so I have dirt, audience. I don't know, it may not be dirt, but we like to watch RuPaul at different places, and because we don't have... I always used to hate people that use we as their pronoun. Oh, I should have said that in my new improv class. What's your pronoun? We, because I'm schizo. Oh, that would have been good. God damn it. Oh, well... I'm taking a new improv class, and the teacher is Mick Napier, and you should Google him. I didn't really want to take improv anymore, but this guy's really kind of, he's a big deal, you know? He's a big deal. So I thought, I'm just, when I meet somebody, when I have the opportunity to meet and learn from somebody who's amazing and brilliant and writes books, I have to take that opportunity, because there's special people in this world, you know? There's not too many to me, and they have these incredible personalities that you know that they're great. Great people. And you don't always get to meet great people, and when you do, you're in the presence of greatness and you can feel it. So that's why I took this class. I guess it's selfish. Studs Terkel was like that. Dr. Therek was like that. And some other people who aren't famous. Not that Dr. Therek is famous. He looked like a turtle. Hey, girls. You like my smooth and jamming beats? Anyway, I had a point before I started going off on the tangent of Dr. Therek. I didn't even want to go into the tangent of the improv school. I was talking about something else. Motherfucker. Well, too bad. What was I talking about? Shh. Man, it's fucking hot in here. What was I going to say? What's the point? But, you know, it's like, what's the point in sitting here and saying, oh, what was I going to say, when it's not really interesting? But it's hard to get out of that state of mind, because I really want to remember, because I feel like, oh, it's so fucking important. That ego-based thing I was thinking about. Anyway, it'll come back if it's supposed to. Stink here. What was I Finch to say? Finch turd. Finch turdy Ann. I don't remember. We talked about Julian Assange. We talked about Skirt Girdle Minerva von Gutterstank. two episodes, I think, if that, left of Bewitched, season 3. Man, the first Mrs. Kravitz was so amazing. I didn't realize that there were two Mrs. Kravi until I watched, downloaded the iTunes business, starting with season 1, because it was a different Mrs. Kravitz, and she was a lot better, but she died of ovarian cancer after the second season, and then they changed her Mrs. Kravitz, who got better, but the first Mrs. Kravitz, she had some serious pathos. I mean, she was deep. I'm Overbeast. Cookie cream Overbeast. Well, Griselda is getting very fat. You should follow her on Instagram. She's trying to social media her life and become a... what do you call that thing? Yeah. Not a shamer. Influencer. So follow her. It's NYC Muncher. Like Butt Muncher? Because that's what she does. NYC Muncher on the Instagram. Of course, I'm Heap Madge Weinstein on Instagram. And I'm Bloated Lesbian on the Twitter. I love the Twitter. I canceled my Facebook. I mean, I didn't cancel it. I just kind of deactivated it, because I'm trying to detox slowly, like doing the nicotine patch version of quitting social media. It's like the patch is that I switched accounts. So I'm still on there with a different account. So I'm trying to like wean myself off of it, and I find myself friending the same people I was friends with on the other account in my vagina, which itches. There's human clapping now. All right. Anyway, whose vagina itches more than mine? I wish I could remember what I was talking about, but I can't, so I won't. I was talking about the book, great people. But that was all the diversion from something I was talking about. What else? Whose vagina itches? Mine. My vagina itches. Toons is the driving cat's vagina itches, for gosh. I was Toons as a man, I don't remember. Does anybody remember Toons is besides Maid? Giggy. Let's look out the window. It's a very gay sex intersection. Let's see. Hi, Gweech. That's Trotsky's latest name, is LaGweech. I don't know why. There's the schoolyard. Vanille, the pastry. Passatory, underground books. Hot guy with old lady colored hair. Why did they do that? Oh, her head is huge. Children playing across the way with their half-gay dad. There's so many gay parents now, I don't even get it. I'm so old. I mean, I'm a lesbian myself. I should be, like, not notice it, but I notice it because I'm a lesbian. I have some food allergies. And that's Toons is the driving cat on bass. She sure do. She sure do. You're listening to Yeast Radio. We'll talk to you later. Bye.